welcome, my friends, to a very special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. Tonight we're honoring the jazz legend Oscar Peterson, arguably the finest, swingingest jazz pianist that ever touched the planet. He's certainly one of the top three minor pianists, and that might include Bill Evans and Art Tatum. Oscar recorded over 300 albums and received the highest reviews from every critic, and he won many Grammys for his best jazz instrumental. He influenced a lot of today's great players like Monty Alexander, Benny Green. And Oscar had the swingingest jazz trio of all time. His longtime friend and bassist Ray Brown rounded out his many trios that included guitarist Jerry Bellis, Barney Kessel, and Joe Pass. I'm Paul Pierce, your host. I hope you enjoyed tonight's special edition. And we'll get started right now. I want to send a very special hello out to Kelly and Celine Peterson. And my good friend Doug, who might be listening. Thank you. Oscar Peterson on the quartet, featuring Clark Terry on trumpet, and the great Ray Brown on bass, of course, and Lewis Nash on drums, and the great Oscar on piano. That's from a Telarc recording that he did back in 19-something. Let's see. And it's entitled, The More I See You. And before that, we played a nice quartet that he did in 1986, and that included Joe Pass on guitar, Dave Young, the bassist, and Martin Drew on drums. And we're celebrating the artistry of the great Oscar Peterson tonight. Here's a nice recording that he did some years ago, 1961, at the London House. Live sessions there with his greatest trio, I think, his greatest trio, of Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums. And this is Oscar's arrangement of Chicago. Thank you.
be mean to me. Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'd phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget to see what you mean to me.
And of course, the great Ella Fitzgerald with Oscar Peterson. They were close friends, and he did several albums with her. This is one that I like very much. It's just called simply Ella and Oscar, and it's on the Pablo label, and I think you might enjoy it. It was made in 1975, Ella Fitzgerald and Oscar Peterson. Well, we're celebrating Oscar tonight. Here's a nice recording he did with Ray Brown on bass and Barney Kessel on guitar, and this is Cheek to Cheek.
Thank you.
And that was the Oscar Peterson Trio, and my favorite trio that he had. That was done in 1960 with Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums. And I was lucky enough to have heard that trio in 1961, I believe it was, in a small jazz club in Washington, D.C., and sat right next to the bandstand, and Ray Brown's bass was right in front of me. And what an experience that was. Absolutely phenomenal. Well, we're celebrating Oscar tonight. I hope that you've just tuned in, that you will enjoy the show. This is a tribute to Oscar Peterson, and this is a nice recording he did with the Manhattan Transfer entitled Get Your Kicks on Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take that highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA. It's more than 2,000 miles all the way. You get your kicks on Route 66.
You go through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri,
and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty.
Yes, you'll see Amarillo. Flagstaff, Arizona.
Don't forget Winona.
Kingman.
Barstow.
San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Thank you. Thank you.
and the great tenor saxophonist Ben Webster with the Oscar Peterson Trio playing The Touch of Your Lips. What a nice recording. That was done back in 1959, by the way. Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, and the great Oscar Peterson on piano. And the title of the album is Ben Webster Meets Oscar Peterson. Really fine album. We'll finish out this first set with a nice recording that Oscar did with Milt Jackson on vibes and Ray Brown on bass. And this is, they call it The Very Tall Band, recorded live at the Blue Note in 1998. And this is I Remember Clifford.